This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, in the immortal words of the great John Wick, if you want peace, prepare for war. And that's what this show is. We bring you peace because we prepare for war. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. American born, American made, and proud of it. You could only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. Nobody liked me anywhere else in the world. And the great thing about America is there's lots of Wayne Roots in the world. You know, you find me people in every great city. There's people like me. And guess what you find? They are entrepreneurs, businessmen, small business women. And that's what makes America great. And they're patriots. They love this country. And they love the Constitution. And they love Judeo-Christian values. And they value the military and the police and the sacrifices they make. And they love capitalism. That's the number one thing, man. I love capitalism. I'm an evangelist for capitalism. It works. It lifts more people out of poverty than any other system in the world. And what puts more people in poverty and misery and murder, death, than any other system in the world? Socialism. Don't ever let America become socialist. Don't let AOC. Don't let Bernie Madoff, don't let Elizabeth Warren touch the controls of America. They will steer us into an iceberg like the Titanic and we will all die. And if you don't believe me, ask the people of Cuba, ask the people of Venezuela, ask the people of Zimbabwe, ask the people of Greece, ask the people of the old Soviet Union or the old Yugoslavia, ask the people of the old People's Republic of China. Communism doesn't work. It's never worked. Socialism is the economic system of communism. They go together like bread and butter, like bread and jelly. They go together like Chevrolet and apple pie. Don't let anyone tell you there's a difference between communism and socialism. They're part of the same system, part and parcel. Communism means you have a socialist economic system. And now you've got an entire Democrat Party selling socialism to the American people. Don't buy it. It's poison. It will kill you. And the people of Britain turned it down in a landslide last Thursday. A landslide. Boris Johnson, the conservative, swept everything. Just like Trump did in 16. And just like I'm certain Trump will again and the GOP will again in 2020. Because Trump will be at the top of the ticket. All is well when Trump's at the top of the ticket with his enthusiasm, his energy, and his arguments bringing the good middle-class voters out. People who were born in this country will come out to vote in numbers the likes of which you've never seen. Because they came out that way last time for Trump. But he was all talk. No one really knew if he could deliver. He's delivered. The last guest on my radio show was Steve Moore. Steve Moore is was Trump's main economist, along with Larry Kudlow. And now he's back to the Heritage Foundation. And he's a great guy. He's a brilliant economist, which is rare. And Steve Moore said this was the greatest week to 10 days in the history of the Trump presidency, maybe in any modern presidency. Everything went right last week for Trump. Great week. You think it's a coincidence they're impeaching him during that exact period that everything's going great? The economy's booming. Jobs are booming. GDP's booming. Everything's booming. We were up 266,000 jobs, plus 41,000 new jobs upgraded for September and October. Wow. So that's 300,000 plus new jobs just reported a few days ago. At the same time, Canada reported down 70,000 jobs. You want Canada's economy? Then vote for Bernie or Elizabeth or Biden or Mayor Pete, God forbid. Vote for them. You'll get Canada's economy, not America's. Canada's 10 times smaller than the United States. We're 10 times bigger than Canada. So Canada's 70,000 job loss in a month is like us losing 700,000 jobs in a month. That's what happens when you put these crazy, radical, nutty, weird, kooky, flaky liberals in charge. They can't run a Dairy Queen. Don't let them run America. Meantime, it just doesn't get any better. Trump's got the China trade deal, phase one. Good. He's got it. Trump's got the U.S.-Mexico deal. Democrats went along with him. Trump's got the jobs. Trump's got the GDP. Trump's got the economy flying. Trump's got small business enthusiasm through the roof. Manufacturing enthusiasm through the roof. Consumers through the roof. Home builders through the roof. Enthusiasm. Stocks rose for the fourth straight day today and hit record highs. Up another 100. Sentiment lifted by economic data out of China and the deal for U.S.-China trade. U.S. and China announced Friday they will move forward with the so-called Phase 1 trade deal. And the U.S. will roll back some of the levies and tariffs on Chinese products. And China will increase the purchase of U.S. agricultural products. And Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the deal will be inked in January. Another great day on Wall Street. And at the same time, home builder confidence soars to the highest level in 20 years. And Larry Kudlow says next year's economy will be even stronger now that we've got the trade deal. Stocks up 25% for the year. Larry Kudlow, the president's chief economic advisor, says look at the sectors that have done the best, the growth sectors, technology, industrials, financial, communications. Those are all related to the improvement in trade and trade conditions and trade uncertainty. And that's why he says next year will be an even better year. The only thing holding back the economy, and it's been a great year and a great stock market, but the only thing holding it back has been the lack of certainty, the uncertainty about a trade deal with the United States and China. And if we've got that trade deal, there is nothing, there are no headwinds standing in front of the U.S. economy. Keep in mind, again, we're the only economy in the world that's doing well. They're all underwater except us, thanks to President Trump. So this past August of 19, I remember going on the radio, going on TV, and I was probably the only guy in the country that kept arguing there isn't a recession coming. They talked about it ad nauseum. This is how you know the media is all frauds, it's all fake news. They all say the same lies at the same time. It's like someone's feeding them a script. And all the commentators and all the liberal guests all said the same thing, recession, recession, recession. And there never was one, ever. There's no recession. There's no recession now. There's no recession on the horizon. There was no recession. Looking back, the whole 2.5 years of Trump's been great. Almost three now. Has been great. No recession. But they quoted some archaic statistic that when there's a cross in the bond market, it looks a certain way. Every time there's a recession, what they didn't tell you. My great friend Kip Herridge, who I think is probably the top financial guru in America, Kip Herridge of VRAinsider.com said, Wayne, I know that trend. When the cross in the bond market hits X, Y, and Z, there's a recession coming. What they're not telling you is it could be 4 years away. There's always a recession coming. If you throw darts at the Wall Street Journal, you'll hit a recession every 2 or 3 or 4 years. Throughout the history of America, every 4 years, there's always a recession. So the fact that every time in history, there's a cross in the bond market and there's a recession, but sometimes it's a year from now, sometimes it's 2 years, sometimes it's four, what does that really mean? The answer is nothing. It means 4 years from now, or maybe 6 years from now, when Trump's out of office, 6 years from that cross, there'll be a recession. Is that going to lead to Trump's re-election? No. Does that mean we're going to have a recession here under Trump? No. They lied to you. It was wishful thinking. They all want the recession so badly. Democrats, communists, socialists, Marxists, Bill Maher on HBO, everybody on MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, everybody on CNN. They all wanted a recession so bad. They prayed there'd be a recession. And it never happened. It's not going to happen. Trump's too good. Trump's too good. Here is the story today. I believe I got this from CNBC. U.S. economy shakes free of recession fears in striking turnaround since August. And here it is, since August. That's when I was on the air every day debunking this lie, this myth, this wishful thinking that we're headed into a recession. We're not. As a matter of fact, the whole world's in recession, but not America because of Trump's tax cuts and Trump's regulation slashing and pro-energy and pro-business attitude and killing the mandate for Obamacare and securing the border. We're in much better shape now than we've been in years at the border. Trump's passed so many different executive orders that have limited who's allowed to come over the border. We're finally getting control of the border, so your wages are going up. Trump is responsible for all of this. Didn't happen by mistake. Wasn't a coincidence. Wasn't because of Obama. I lived the 8 years of Obama, 8 years of misery that felt like I was under Fidel Castro in Cuba. No way to make money anymore, and any money I made, taxes and regulations killed me. People go, what do you mean, Wayne, by regulations killed you? Well, regulations are actually more expensive than taxes because as a businessman, the more regulations there are, the more lawyers I need. The more lawyers I need, the more I spend. My legal fees, instead of $50,000 a year, are suddenly $300,000 a year. So what does it matter if you make $500,000 or $800,000 or $1 million if $300,000 goes to taxes and another $300,000 goes to legal fees? Because you need lawyers before you can even move. Everything I do, every business I'm in, I need a lawyer. I got to call them every minute. Regulations cause you to do that. So between taxes, regulations, and Obama's health care plan called Obamacare, which dramatically increased all my health care bills and my health insurance bills, all of a sudden all your money's gone. Under Trump, we're getting it back. He expanded the economy. Good for middle class people. U.S. economy shakes free of recession fears in striking turnaround since August. He did it. We're the only nation not in recession. Thank you, President Trump. Great president. MAGA. Best ever. Everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, I want to quote you. Remember I mentioned to start the show, the whole first opening segment of the show that I call our pregame, about 6 minutes or so, before the actual relaunch of The Open on national TV, I quoted from my buddy Richie, who's just a quintessential Vegas guy, right? He's never had a real job in his life like all of you out there know is a real job. Not a doctor, not a lawyer, not a salesman. Doesn't work at a supermarket, doesn't work at a pharmacy. He's been hustling on the streets his whole life. He's a professional gambler and makes his money betting on sports, betting on horses, and also gambling on golf. And he's taken millions from the best high-stakes gamblers in the world on the golf courses of Las Vegas. This is a guy that lives on his wits and his ability to read people and his gut instincts and his common sense. And he thinks the Democrats are a giant scam, but he thinks Trump's the greatest. And I brought him on to tell his story, his side of the story. And I talked about it. He was on the radio show, and I talked about it to open the show. He sent me a text. He was watching. He says, greatest president of all time, Wayne. They don't like him because he shows them up. The last three presidents, they did nothing, and he makes them all look bad. He, as in Trump, has done more work in 3 years than the last three presidents did in 24 years. He shows up all of Congress also. He works 16 hours a day. He gets things done, which embarrasses all the congressmen and all the congressional workers and all the staff. They're lazy, know-nothing, do-nothing, low-level con men and con women stealing from the American taxpayer. And then I said, I'm going to quote you to start the next segment. And Richie says, perfect. Quoted exactly. It's the real reason they want to get rid of Trump. Trump is showing America what a real president can do. Quote that also. Well, I did, because it's good stuff. It's great stuff, actually. Thank you, Richie. This is why this show is different than the other show in America. You go to Fox News, they've got brilliant people on, but they're all Ivy League educated stiffs. And I'm allowed to say that because I'm Ivy League educated. I went to Columbia University. But I'm the son of a butcher, a blue-collar kid from a dead-end street in a neighborhood that was all Italian, roughnecks and gangsters and gangster wannabes and cops, surrounded by an all-black town that went to an all-black high school. There's nobody like me on television. Nobody. And there's nobody that allows a guest on their show who's a Las Vegas hustler and poker player and horse race gambler and sports gambler and golf hustler. And ask him political opinions, his opinions on politics. But it's not that he's a political expert, although he studied politics for the last 4 years, and he's become, you know, it's like his college is the street, and he's become an expert. He can tell you in a second who's lying and who's not by watching him on TV. And he says all the Democrats, Nadler, Pelosi, Schiff, they're all liars. Hillary Clinton, the FBI leader, Comey, the FBI former director, Comey, he reads them. He look lying, lying, lying. There's their tell, lying. And he doesn't catch that with Trump. And then they call Trump the liar. You know why? Saul Alinsky said, whatever you see in the mirror, call the other guy. Blame the other guy, that exact thing. If you're a thief, call him a thief. If you're a liar, call him a liar. If you're ripping off the taxpayers, blame him for ripping off the taxpayers. If your son is ripping off the taxpayers, stealing all the foreign aid in Ukraine, blame it on Trump's children. This is what the Democratic Party has done. If you tried to steal the election with foreign interference, blame Trump for stealing the election with foreign interference. I mentioned on my radio show, a press release came across my desk from some liberal organization. Tomorrow, they're having a huge rally in Las Vegas that they're going to hold Trump accountable for the crimes he's committed, that no man is above the law. Every person at that rally will be either an illegal alien or somebody who fights for illegal aliens, someone who wants sanctuary cities, someone who breaks the law every day, someone who wants you to break the law, someone who wants you to violate the Constitution. All day long, America's a nation of lawbreakers. They're called Democrats, and they're called illegal aliens. You know, you want Trump to follow the law, you want me to follow the law, but every day you believe in a sanctuary city. That illegals are, it's okay to stay in America. And that in California and places like California and Oregon, they don't even, and now Nevada, where I am, Las Vegas, they don't even release felons that have committed serious crimes to ICE. They won't release them anymore. You don't think that's law-breaking? They have no right to march about laws and talk about more and lecture us about laws. The Democrat Party of the United States wouldn't know law if it hit them in the face. They wouldn't know the Constitution if it slapped them in the face or kicked them in the you-know-what. They've never seen it or read it in their lives. All they do is want open borders and lawlessness all day long. And they won't even hand someone over who's committed atrocious crimes. Remember on this show I pointed out there was an illegal alien who had sex with a small dog and killed it. And in Oregon, they let him out. They wouldn't hand him over to ICE. They let him walk in the community.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he would be disappointed if North Korea is continuing to test nuclear weapons.
I'd be disappointed if something would be in the works And if it is, we'll take care of it. But we'll see. We're watching it very closely.
North Korean officials said over the weekend that they had performed another crucial test at its long-range launch site. A tornado in Louisiana on Monday is responsible for at least one death. Vernon Parish Deputy Calvin Turner says they are seeing significant structural damage.
Trees and roadways just having a hard time getting to some of the locations. This isn't a rural part of our parish.
That audio courtesy of Fox News and the troubled Boeing 737 MAX airliner's production is going to be suspended until further notice. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
Hey, welcome back to the show, Wayne Allen Roots. War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio. This segment of the show sponsored by Cenogenics. They've done such a great job that when I, Wayne Root, tune into my own show, because I TiVo all these shows on DirecTV and then I watch them later, and I tune into my own show and I go, I don't even recognize that guy, because I look so much better and so much younger than I did a year and a half ago on this show. It's like, oh my gosh, are there two Wayne Roots? Did they clone me and they found a younger one? They made Wayne Root great again. Thank you, Cenogenics. So give them a call because they can do the same thing for you. You want to find out about it. It's totally free. The phone call's free, and then there's a no obligation consultation that's free. So it doesn't cost you a thing. No risk. 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER as opposed to older, or go to Cenogenics.com. They are fantastic. Trump makes America great again. They're making Americans great again, one American at a time. Thank you, Cenogenics. All right, another one of the sponsors of this show is my guest now. His name is Sam Landis. You hear me talking about him all the time. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, right? Sam Landis is the tax lawyer. I was calling the best damn tax lawyer in the United States of America. It was a miracle that I found him. I thank God every day that I found him. When I was in trouble in the Obama IRS is coming after me, one of my friends in Vegas was a poker player. And he said, oh, my God, all the top poker players, the guys who make millions a year, and they all get audited by the IRS. They all use the same guy, Sam Landis, and he wins for him. This guy's amazing. So I interviewed a bunch of top lawyers, and Sam was one of them. I figured I'd try him out, and the interview, we clicked. And he was a fan of mine from my old sports handicapping, sports gambling days. So I used Sam, and he really saved my life. And I walked away from two giant IRS audits where they were trying to wipe me off the face of the earth and destroy me. And I walked away unscathed, didn't owe a penny. And I will forever be grateful to Mr. Sam Landis. So without further ado, it's tax day, April 15th. I brought him on the show because I figured all of you want to hear what to do in case you get audited and what to do today to do it right on tax day. So, Sam Landis, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right. So what could people do if they can't afford to pay their taxes? That's the first simplest question. Today's tax day. They owe money. They can't afford to pay their taxes. What do they do, Sam Landis?
Yeah, the biggest issue with taxes in this country, I think bigger than audits, is actually collection. And if you can't afford to pay your taxes, you can go on a payment plan or you can propose a settlement. Those are the two big paths to resolution. There's an installment arrangement or a proposed settlement to the IRS, depending on how big the taxes are.
But no matter what happens, people need to file, right? There's no way you can get around that. If you don't file, then it becomes criminal, right? And then there's massive penalties as well, correct?
Yeah, if you don't file your returns, there's penalties for not filing your returns. If it's a big enough issue or a serious enough issue, it could go criminal. I always advise people to file their tax returns. If they can't pay them, they can't pay them. We just deal with that issue down the road. But file on time if you can. And if you can make an estimated tax payment moving forward this year in 2019, that's great. If you can't afford your 2018 taxes, we'll deal with it down the road. But file your returns on time if you can. Pay even a modest amount if that's all you got. Try to show that you're trying to do the right thing. That goes a long way with the IRS.
Right. And if you do try and do the right thing and you do a payment plan, they really do leave you alone and you get paid off over a certain amount of years, correct?
That's true. Yeah. There's all different kinds of payment plans that they can offer you. And a lot of the people at the IRS, there's a lot of really good people over there that are going to work with you and trying to help you work it out as well.
Because they want to get paid. So it's in their interest to get paid. So they got to be nice to you because they got to get paid. But what about, you hear the horror story, Sam, that the IRS comes and seizes bank accounts or seizes businesses or seizes homes or whatever it is they seize. We've all heard those stories. Those things do happen, but are they few and far between, or are they actually, as prevalent as we tend to hear? Are they trying to scare you and they're not really that prevalent? What's the story with that?
No, they are prevalent, and they're happening with greater frequency now. Now that real estate prices have gone up and the recession is over and people are earning money again, the IRS is taking more aggressive collection action against real estate, also against bank accounts, sources of income, wages. Yeah, the IRS is definitely much more aggressive now than they were even a couple of years ago.
And you just told me something in the break that should scare the bejesus out of everybody listening. You said that audits have been down for the last couple of years under Trump, but they just hired a whole bunch of new auditors, and so things are going to get a lot worse from this point forward, correct?
Yeah, the IRS is staffing up both on the collection side and on the audit side. So there's more auditors out there trying to collect money that is owed, and there's more collectors out there trying to collect money that's owed, and there's more auditors out there that are going to start auditing more companies and more individuals, for sure.
So if you owe back taxes, what's your final advice, Sam? What's a person got to do?
Yeah, if you owe back taxes, make sure you file your returns. Make sure you try to stay current moving forward with estimated tax payments. And then you can either go to the IRS and work out a payment plan or a settlement like an offer in compromise. That's a very effective way to solve your IRS problem. And there's a lot of people doing it, and it's a very popular program to solve a tax problem.
All right, and with all these new auditors being hired, if people watching right now wind up getting audited for this tax year, meaning you're filing now for 2018 and then going back 17 and 16, if someone audits you, what's the next step a person has to do?
Well, you got to put together your records as carefully as possible, because the IRS loves paper. They love documentation. That's how an audit works. Can you prove that you had this expense? If you can't prove it, well, then you can come up with maybe collateral information that you had the expense. But you want to have as good records as possible, and then fill in the holes with whatever collateral information's out there. Like if you're a truck driver, they know you spend money on gas, even if you don't have your gas receipt.
Well, and let me ask you a question. Now I'm going to get back to a little selfish question for your behalf, because you've been a wonderful sponsor of my show for 3 years now. You started with my local radio show. You graduated to my national radio show. Then you came on my national TV show as a sponsor. And I want to thank you for believing in me and for believing in my listeners and my viewers and helping this show and being a friend of the Wayne Allyn Root Show and also of this actual TV network, Newsmax TV. We want to thank you. But if a person needs help, why should they come to you, Sam Landis? I talk every day about the Sam Landis program, where you charge $190 a month and you solve most problems in 3 to 6 months, and people have never heard of that. How could a lawyer afford to do it that inexpensively? What's the story?
Well, on large cases, you know, those take a lot of work, and there's a lot of heavy lifting on large and serious cases. However, the mass amount of tax problems out there are tax problems that are under $50,000 of tax liability, and there's very efficient ways that we can offer our services so that people who can't normally offer, you know, expensive law firms still get fair and honest representation. There's a lot of firms and companies out there that are run by salesmen that are gonna be dishonest about what amount of work is involved to solve a problem. Mm-hmm. Solve a tax problem under $50,000 is not that complicated. Doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting, and we can get it done very efficiently. We've set up the systems to do so in our office, just so we can service that segment of society.
All right. Look, he took great care of me. There's no better testimonial than what he did for me twice. Saved me from not the IRS. The entire U.S. government was after me under the Obama administration. They wanted to eliminate the biggest critic and thorn in the side of Obama, who made, you know, I was making appearances every week on Fox News and ripping Obama to shreds, and suddenly I became the number one target of the IRS. And who saved me? Sam Landis. And I will be forever grateful. Thank you, Sam. The phone number, if you want to contact him, is 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, or you go to the website, we help you with the letter U.com, and I appreciate everything you do for my viewers. I get nothing but great feedback for all you're doing for my fans. So thank you, Sam Landis. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Wayne.
Thanks for coming on tax day, April 15th. Good man. All right, with the time I have left, hey, Chris, how much time we have left in this segment? All right, good. Because it brings up this 5-year-old child who's fighting for his life after 24-year-old Emmanuel Deshaun Aranda threw him from the third floor of the Mall of America. Now, all of you know, I'm not casting any aspersions on this show. I don't care about race. I don't care if you're white or black. What I care about is unfairness. Okay? Black lives do matter. The question here is, does a white life matter? Do white lives matter? This 5-year-old boy is white. This guy who threw him off the roof is black. I'm guessing, I'm not telling you for a fact, but there's a good chance at the Mall of America, Minneapolis, he is a Somali immigrant. And I'd like to know, I'd like to ask the police of Minneapolis, is he an immigrant? Is he legally in the United States? And is he Somali? And if he is Somali and he threw a white child off the third floor of the Mall of America, my question is, what does Ilhan Omar think about this? She hasn't said a peep. What would she have said if a white crazy man threw a precious, wonderful five-year-old black child off the top of the third story of the Mall of America to his death below or to break every bone in his entire body, crush his body, paralyze him for life, mentally destroy him? What would she say if that happened? What would Black Lives Matter say if it happened? I believe that there'd be mass. I believe people would be screaming in Congress about a new law, how it's a hate crime, and white people are the most horrible people in the world. Just like when Jussie Smollett was attacked on the streets of Chicago by two black guys who were his friends, and he made believe they were white and wearing red Trump hats. What did Cory Booker, what did Kamala Harris, what did every liberal on the floor of the United States Senate do? They put out hate crime bills talking about how there's racism all over America, and people are looking to lynch black people in America. Well, it was a hate crime, all right? It was a black guy committing a hate crime trying to make you believe white people are bad. That's hate. And I want to know what Ilhan Omar has to say about her constituent. This is her constituent in her district, in her city, in her state. He's black. I think he's Somali. I'm guessing he's Somali. I've heard he's Somali. I don't know that to be a fact. And he threw this precious little boy off the third floor who may never recover, or we may find out he dies in the next few days, or even if he lives, crippled for life. Why do we not see fair treatment? Why is this not the biggest news story in America? Why is nobody talking about it? Was it on the evening news? I don't think so. Is there anybody who thinks that this matters? Was it racism? It certainly was a hate crime. Why did he pick a white child to throw off the roof? Aren't these fair questions? Ilhan, what do you say? Kind of quiet from your end. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils,
But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, one of my viewers sent me the following. The man charged with throwing a five-year-old boy off the third-floor balcony at the Mall of America told police he was angry at being rejected by women at the Minnesota Mall and was looking for someone to kill when he went there last week. Emmanuel Aranda of Minneapolis. So, again, it doesn't tell me, is he an immigrant? Is he Somalian? Is he American? I have no idea. All I could tell you is he's a murderer, he's mentally ill, and my question for Ilhan Omar, it's her district, is it not? This is where she comes from. Why no comment? And is it a hate crime? Is it racism? Of course it is. Of course it is. Do white lives matter? Yeah, black lives matter. I absolutely believe black lives matter. Every black life is precious, and every white life is precious. And I want to know if the same response would have been achieved if it had been a white guy who threw a poor, innocent, nice, precious black boy off the wall. Or girl. Doesn't have to be a boy. Could have been a girl. It doesn't matter if it's a boy or a girl. 5 years old. Precious little child thrown off the third floor balcony. And it's interesting that it would have been the biggest news story in America if it had been a Christian throwing a Muslim off the top. If it had been a white guy throwing a black off the top, would have been the biggest news story in America, and Sharpton and Jesse Jackson would have screamed, and it would have been Black Lives Matter protests across America, and by the way, probably justified. Wayne Root is saying justified. That would have been terrible, and they would have called it a hate crime, and they would have been right, and they would have said racism, and they would have been right. But that isn't what happened. So when the reverse happens, why aren't there nationwide protests? Why isn't there rioting? Why isn't there someone saying that this kid's life matters? Why isn't anyone mentioning it's a hate crime? Why isn't anyone mentioning racism? Why isn't Ilhan Omar saying something? Because you could be darn sure she would have said something if some crazy person had thrown a nice kid, wonderful, precious kid off that third floor, and that kid had been one of her constituents, and he'd been black or Muslim or Somalian. She would have absolutely turned that into the biggest issue in America. And instead, nobody's saying a word. Wayne Root saying something. It's terrible. It goes both ways. That's all I'm saying. It goes both ways. All right, Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They've got what I call golden credibility. 35 years in business, over 2 billion in transactions. They sell discount gold, silver, and precious metals. Discount, that's a key word, because everyone needs gold and silver. We live in a world filled with crisis, chaos, collapse, recession, wars, terrorism, debt crisis, spiraling out of control everywhere in the world, including right here in America. As much as I love Trump, and I think he's the greatest modern president, having said all that, just like Reagan was one of the greatest presidents ever, but the debt still spiraled out of control and the deficit under Reagan. It's doing that under Trump, too, because nobody's ever going to cut spending. Nobody. Don't blame it on the president. Nobody in Congress is ever going to allow a spending cut ever. So if you're going to buy gold and silver, it's wealth insurance against debt crisis, then you got to buy it at a discount. And you got to buy from a company with credibility and integrity and a friend of the show, and that's Tangible Investments. Call them at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. They've been around 35 years. Their CEO has been quoted in Fortune and the Wall Street Journal and CNBC. Protect your assets now and buy from a company that is got golden credibility. 800-780-9000, Tangible Investments. All right, so Cory Booker, not Wayne Root. Cory Booker says releasing migrants in sanctuary cities would make us less safe. Is that what I believe? Is that what all of Trump's voters believe? How come he's allowed to say it and he's not a racist? Of course releasing migrants in sanctuary cities would make it less safe. Then we should have a wall. We shouldn't have an asylum law. We shouldn't let people into the country. If it makes it less safe in your sanctuary cities, it would make it less safe in every city, in all of America. You're ruining the country. I don't want to be less safe. Do you want to be less safe? I don't want them in the country anymore. Build a wall, have a door in the wall, as Trump said, and bring in the good people who want to come in legally that won't accept welfare and won't commit crimes and leave the rest of them out. It's called extreme vetting. Meanwhile, top Trump economist Kevin Hazett, who is the chairman of his economic team, Kevin Hazett, was on Fox Business today discussing the booming Trump economy, and he says it continues to be the most ignored national news story. Disposable income went up $2,300 per individual in 2018. And he expects 3% growth for the next 5 years. $2,300 per individual. So if a family has a working mom and a working dad, that's $4,600 positive to the green instead of the red in 2018. That's amazing. Thank you, President Trump. Why is nobody saying this? Why is no one screaming it from the highest rooftops, the highest mountains? And he expects 3% growth for the next 5 years. We had 8 years of 1%, barely above 1% growth with Barack Obama. So you're talking about triple the growth. Do you know what joy that brings to people's lives? You know how positive that is? You know how different your life is with Trump versus Obama? And liberals, they're blind, they're deaf, they're dumb, they won't admit it's happening. Lowest black unemployment ever, lowest Hispanic unemployment ever. If Trump's a racist, he's the worst racist that ever lived. He's worse at it than anyone who's ever tried to be a racist, because he's improving the lives of everyone, Muslims, blacks, Hispanics, gays, everyone's better under President Trump, because a rising tide lifts all boats. Thank you, President Trump. Congratulations. And that's why all those migrants and refugees and illegals are coming here. They all want a piece of the American pie, man. Because Trump's made us great again. God bless America. Build the wall. See you tomorrow. God bless you.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing,
manufacturing space, retail space, or more. Call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.